The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Good morning. Happy Eclipse Monday. I guess that's going to start at about, 10, 20 or so. About the most we're going to see eclipse, by the way, maybe 20%, maybe a little bit more than 20% of the sun. You'll be happy to know, though, that the state of Oregon has released warnings saying do not look at the sun. So remember, don't look at the sun between 10 and noon, because it'll be, about 10? The maximum totality will be around 11:20, and it looks like it's one of those days in which you might be able to actually see it. It's going to be a pretty clear day here in Southwest Oregon, unlike a lot of other places such as Texas, where the eclipse will be total. And along with a lot of other areas that have quite a bit of storm activity in some of it. So all these people spending millions of dollars to go see the eclipse, it would have been better just to show up in Medford or Grants Pass and just take a look. Okay, yeah, I could see, some of it taken out, if you have your eclipse glasses on, things like that. But once again, you'll be happy to know that the state of Oregon has issued alerts. Do not look at the sun. So don't look at the sun. And other ways you can look at this. Next, we're going to have emergency alerts on our cell phone. Do not stick your hand inside the fan for fun. All right? Don't do it. No, they didn't put out a phone alert on it, but in the nanny state world, who knows? Who knows? But the fact that we're all together this morning probably means that you didn't win the Powerball. And I did play it over the weekend. Of course, when we get up to these 900 million, 1.2, or 1.3 billion was the jackpot on Saturday, I can't help it. I will be the first to admit I'm in line and I'm sitting there and I'm buying the tickets and I was fantasizing about what I would do with it. Okay, 1.3 billion, even after taxes. And $300-400 million, whatever the case might be. It's still a lot of money. It is. I'm talking about if you take the whole cash payout. Okay, but yeah, someone won it in the Portland area. It was a convenience store not too far from the Portland International Airport. So for all we know, it could be a tourist. Right, tourist came into Portland to see the bums and then walks out $1.3 billion richer. Okay. All right. Some of the headlines this morning. Well, the Senate is going to be back in. Senate's going to be back in session today. And this week seems to be the big time in which there's going to be a lot of conversation. Let me see if I can find it. I had some notes here from Punchbowl News, what they were reporting here. Here it is. Yeah, now we got it. Okay. Senate returns after a two-week recess. The House is back tomorrow. Okay. And a lot on their plates, Ukraine, FISA, surveillance court, Israel, data privacy, and other sensitive topics dominating the headlines, these issues cutting across party lines, although the partisanship and intra-party infighting intense in all of this. Now, House Republicans today will formally present their articles of impeachment against Mayorkas to the Senate on Wednesday. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary impeached nearly 2 months ago. And I guess the question is, will the Senate really do it? That's going to be the big question. Will they actually go through it? I think there would have been a lot more juice if this had happened about a year ago when you're going into the election season. I don't know if there's really much stomach for the Senate impeachment at this point. Okay? All right. So of our other headlines this morning, I thought this was an interesting story coming out of the Daily Signal, which is the Heritage Foundation. The Associated Press has changed its style booklet once again. And what happens is that the AP style book is the Bible, essentially, for spelling and grammar and terminology in the news coverage, all right? Heritage reporting, while AP puts forth its style guide as a rubric for fair coverage, impartial, of course. Its rules often exclude conservative views from the outset, which is really interesting. This is the part that says something, because people will share AP. Well, AP is a serious news organization, and everything from it should be taken as the Bible. Well, the latest round of updates that came out Friday, according to the Heritage Foundation, the updates include guidance on how to avoid stigmatizing obese people, So in other words, no fat shaming. Here we go. Admonitions to avoid calling people homeless, as it might be dehumanizing. And warnings to not use the term female, since some people object to its use as a descriptor for women, because it can be seen as emphasizing biology and reproductive capacity over gender identity. So the Soviet AP-style guide prefers anti-abortion and abortion rights, urging journalists to avoid pro-life, pro-choice, and pro-abortion. So you wonder why the mainstream news sounds the way it does. This is what AP more or less does. And one of the largest sections of the updated style guide involves climate change, a term that the Associated Press says can be used interchangeably with the term climate crisis. Climate change resulting in the climate crisis is largely caused by human activities that emit carbon dioxide, methane, and other greenhouse gases, they say, according to the vast majority of peer-reviewed studies, science organizations, and climate scientists. The AP-style guide intones, this happens from the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas, and other activities. Greenhouse gases are the main driver of climate change, the guide adds. AP insists that this is true, and when telling the climate story, the style guide urges journalists to avoid false balance, giving a platform to unfounded claims or unqualified sources in the guise of balancing a story by including all views. For example, coverage of a study describing effects of climate change need not seek other sides' comment that humans have no influence on the climate. So in other words, this is Pravda. The AP style book is now Pravda. The science is settled, right? You know, you remember those kind of statements back during COVID? And of course, they were all wrong about that. And the science is settled with climate. It's really funny. I can bring up Gregory Wrightstone, Dr. Ed Berry over in Montana, you know, dozens of other people who have scientific degrees longer than my arms and just going on. But the science is settled. It doesn't matter if they say that there are other causes for what's going on with climate change. There's only one thing that's causing it, your SUV. This is the style book from the Associated Press. And the Associated Press, along with the New York Times and various other news organizations, set the tone. So when you continue to see the self-censoring, I would dare say that if you are talking to anybody in the news organization and you ask, oh, by the way, do you hew to the AP style book? Do you use the AP style book in the way that you produce your news? If they do, they're already censoring your views. They are pre-censoring your views before it even gets a chance to be in print or on the radio or TV. Just something good to know, all right? Maybe we should start asking them, do you guys use the style book from the Associated Press? Oh, you do. So in other words, the science is settled and you can't use the term female because female is offensive. So you females listening this morning, you are offensive, according to the Associated Press style book. Yeah, that's right. You are a birthing person, biological female, but you're not a woman because, well, of course, do the biologists even know what a woman is these days? Interesting times. So there we go. That's Eclipse News for Monday. 21 after 6, this is KMED, KCMD. We have open phones for the first hour. I'm also going to talk with George Sexton from KS Wild. I haven't talked to him for a while. He agreed to come on at 7:10. We're going to have a little conversation. He took issue with some things that Commissioner Roberts said when she was checking in the other day from the American Forest Resources Council, the big conference that they were doing, talking about the ONC Act and the disappointment about this, et cetera, et cetera. And George took some issue with some of that. And I just thought he'd kind of get his point of view because unlike the Associated Press, I will actually talk to the other side, all right? All you have to do is just reach out. Be happy to have a good conversation. We'll be polite, all right? All right. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, I'm going to be talking with Scott Walter. Now, I've talked with Scott Walter many, many times over the years, and he is the president of Capital Research Center. It's like a It's an investigative think tank in Washington, D.C., and they do all sorts of investigations all the time. And he's digging into dark money of leftist billionaires. And he wrote a book about this called Arabella. It's coming out tomorrow, and I think it's pretty thought-provoking. We'll talk with him about that after the 7:30 news or so. And we're also going to talk with Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, Southern Oregon University, where past meets present. And we're going to be talking chocolate this morning, the history of Southern Oregon chocolate, like actually a big producer, okay? I like that, getting into some of the places that made Southwest Oregon great, all right? And, of course, your calls, too, 770-5633-770-KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
The purchase of another gutter manufacturing machine has spurred speculation at the offices of Fontana Roofing.
Yes, we'll custom fabricate them on-site in your choice of 30 colors and includes heavy-duty hangers, zinc-plated screws, and complete downspouts. Great. Talk to you soon.
Another quote?
Yep. They're deciding between copper, steel, or aluminum. All will last decades. Even when they're occasionally plugged, they can handle the weight of water and leaves.
And space dust. Researchers have calculated about 5,200 metric tons of micrometeorites fall to Earth every year.
Huh. Ooh, what about bird poo? I'm guessing that's got to be in the millions of tons dropping from the sky every day into the gutters.
Fontana Roofing manufactures sturdy, custom gutter systems to withstand just about whatever lands on your roof. Call Fontana Roofing for your next set of gutters. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish. This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Meyer Show on KMED.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like Lydex spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority. Your department of adventure.
Hi, I'm Randall from Advanced Air, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
25 after 6. Let's see. History books, according to Fox News this morning, when it comes to a solar eclipse, and today being a solar eclipse day, researchers warn about increased risk of deadly crashes during the spectacle. And they're taking this from what happened during the 2017 eclipse. Yeah, remember we had had all of our eclipse glasses on. People were picking those up. Other places were giving them away. Fatal accidents increased by 31%, according to researchers. Increased traffic and spectacle of the total solar eclipse. They're worried about that. And even in the days before and after the event, this according to a letter published in the Journal of American Medical Association, the Internal Medicine Journal this week, surge in accidents wasn't linked to the moments of darkness. Surprisingly, we see a significant decrease during the single hour that involves the eclipse, according to co-author of the study, Dr. Donald Redelmeyer. So isn't that interesting that that accidents increase prior to and after the eclipse? Is there something to this? Remember, I was posing that question the other day. Remember when I had the moon guest last week? And I said, is there any evidence that there seems to be, bad things that happen with the eclipse? And she really wouldn't speak to that, All she was doing was talking about, well, what the moon does and, you know, history of the moon. She wasn't going to go there. She wouldn't bite. Of course, I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that, you know, the moon seems to affect our emotions. We seem to be programmed to, well, even the term moody, right? I don't know. But pretty interesting. So it's going to be more dangerous before the eclipse and more dangerous after the eclipse. So watch it today. And maybe less dangerous during the eclipse when everybody has stopped and they're staring at the sky, burning their retinas out, which, of course, would end up showing up. So anyway, we have that going on. Interesting. Let me go to Dave. Hello, Dave. Welcome to Monday. What's on your mind today as we start the week going, huh?
Dave.
Yep, I know, Dave. That's why I said Dave, but I picked you up.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Anyways, I wanted to say, is there used to be an L.A. geologist that would predict earthquakes and just before and just after the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, they have that earthquake in New Jersey. Of course, it is a fault line because of the gravitational pull of the moon going into eclipse with the sun.
Except, though, there's one problem with that the particular theory, though, Dave, and that is the eclipse was not occurring at that time. You know, you didn't have the multiple, you know, the pull of both the sun and the earth in the same plane.
Yeah, but the magnetic fields start to change mm-hmm. just before and just after the eclipse. And this guy had a 98%. Now, the geologist, I forget his name, he died several years ago. He used to be on Coast to Coast when I listened to it years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so, because, you know, the moon has an effect on our tides due to the magnetic pull, you know, because it's a piece of iron going around.
And I would certainly agree that just the gravitational and the magnetic pull enough would be enough to certainly have some effect on human consciousness. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I think,
no doubt about it, because mm-hmm. magnetic fields are radio frequencies. You can be used to heal people. They got machinery out now that help heal people through magnetic frequencies.
Okay, well, just keep those magnetic frequencies, including 5G, away from Ashland, okay?
Right.
Thanks, Dave. Oh, yeah, don't even get me started. Yeah, you can't have it both ways, right? Although people are admitting that I was right about the 5G thing. It's going to be a federal battle. I know everyone's going to sit there and yell at your city council, but it's really above their pay grade, okay? All right. Let's see. Epic Times this morning. FDA concedes on ivermectin, but deeper concerns persist. Wasn't I just talking when I started the show off this morning about how the Associated Press ended up having their style book out? They just released some updates there and say, you know, don't present a false side, a false situation on climate change, right? Do you remember how the Associated Press and all the various other people were involved with censoring anything alternative when it came to COVID? Well, the Epic Times reporting that the FDA has conceded on ivermectin to fight COVID-19. USA Food and Drug Administration finally gave in, agreed to remove its social media posts that urged people to stop using the drug. And since 1987, ivermectin has been used to treat human diseases. Doctors are also testing it for cancers outside the COVID-19 spectrum. And this contradicts the FDA's claim that ivermectin is an animal drug. The ivermectin controversy is just the tip of the iceberg, revealing a much larger problem there, in which media and government regulatory agencies go out of their way to censor alternative COVID treatments there. A lot of studies. You know, and I would sit there and I would talk about study after study after study indicating great things with ivermectin on COVID-19, especially when used early in the infection. I knew many people that took it early in their infection, whether they ended up using horse paste or they ended up finding some ways to get pills, which the state of Oregon made sure you couldn't get after a while because they more or less had the Oregon Pharmacy Board, you know, crack down on that. And you couldn't get it. Or you could do like what I was doing. I was taking the injectable ivermectin, just drinking it. That's what I was doing. That's how I was treating myself, you know, back at that time. I never got COVID. I was taking it prophylactically, according to America's Frontline Doctors, the FLCCC.net. And I was taking it prophylactically all throughout the pandemic. Never got it. And practically everybody else around me did. Now, maybe I just have, maybe I was just lucky and just had an amazing immune system and I didn't have that that problem. But yep, the FDA is finally backing down and saying, yep, we're not going to smack this down any longer. And it could be because they realize even now that the mRNA shots are not as effective as they want. They're just not that effective. And in some cases, doctors are claiming that it's damaging. But the AP probably doesn't want us talking about that either. I'm sure that's probably in the style book also. It's 633-770-5633. This is the Bill Maher Show. Let me go to the phones. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. It's Holly Morton, Josephine County. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Holly. What's your story today?
How's your mom doing?
She's okay. She's, you know, there's some problems. She's back from the hospital now, but there's a lot of things trying to get everybody in the upright locked position. A little weaker than I'd like, you know, at home right now. I'm having to check in quite a bit, making sure she's okay. So, but she's overall, she's home. So that's good.
Many prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling to talk about the Patriots Conference that's going to be on April 27th, Saturday. That is going to be a fantastic event. The speakers we have are amazing, starting with you being a speaker this year rather than an MC because you're such a good speaker in your own right. We can get somebody to
gosh. You're gonna make me blush a little bit, yeah.
Oh no, we talked about it.
You know the thing is though, Holly, and I'm proud to help you know kick that off. I mean, I really am. My thing is, and I'm hoping that, and I have a feeling that's probably what you're going to focus on. I know that Kevin Starrett's going to be focusing on this. We're going to be trying to do our best to focus on positive action of where we can take the situation. If I understand correctly, isn't that kind of what you're looking forward to?
Right. Public education. You know, 100% of the money that we raise as the Republican Party goes to getting candidates elected. That's what we're about.
That's good.
And so anything that we do at any time is about that. A lot of times there's public education, but it all leads to the same thing. You want people to understand what's going on so that they can speak comfortably about it, and that helps to get it fans out the information and the education.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all about, education and elections.
Give me an idea of some of the people that you have speaking. I know Kevin Starrett will be speaking via Zoom. I'll be there, too. And what else we got going on?
Trevor Loudon, I think he's from New Zealand. Absolutely fantastic speaker. He talks about what's going on with in terms of the Communist Party and what their whole agenda is. We actually got contacted by them, and I think he's going to be a fantastic speaker. Dr. Noah Robinson is going to be speaking about the truth about climate change. Diane Anderson is going to be speaking about those 15-minute neighborhoods and that whole nightmare they've got planned for us. All of the candidates, Cliff Bentz, Dwayne Juncker, Chris Barnett, Ron Smith, Nathan Gonzalez, Dr. Noah Robinson again, Alex Garlatos. We're going to have all the candidates.
Good.
Commissioner Herman Bershiger is going to step in. We're going to talk a lot about NOAA 17116, hard no, probably done by Commissioner John West. Kevin Starrett, as you said. Joe Altman, now that should be very interesting because he talks about a couple of different things. One, we'll be talking about election integrity and what we're going to do for that because that's critical. That's huge. But they're also doing a lot of work, and Don Powers, another real powerhouse. He's the chair of the Election Integrity Committee for the ORP. They'll be speaking about that, but they're also going to talk about human trafficking problems that we have in the U.S. and the work that they're doing on it. It's going to be a fantastic program.
So the Patriots Conference, it's going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday, and it's going to be at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. When does it start? And it runs all day, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, it does. Starts at 10 in the morning, and it's going to end up at 6 o'clock. We're going to put out an agenda so people can kind of come and go. They'll be able to tell who's speaking when, and all the candidates will have tables and so forth so they can go in and actually shake hands with the candidates, ask them questions, and, you know, make sure they feel comfortable about whom they might vote. It's going
to
be good.
All right. Very good. And $50 to attend, but there are other tiers, I guess, that you could do, right?
Right. You can get a VIP ticket for $100, which gives you a lot of access, direct access to the speakers, and it helps us. You know, it helps us raise the money that we need to support our candidates. And then if you're a student or active military, we have $20 tickets. And if anybody's just really in a bind, we've got some comp tickets. Have them give us a call.
All right. Very good. Where are you going to go to find out more about it, Holly?
Josephine County Republican Party is the best place. Our phone number, they can drop in, which is right across from the courthouse, or call. It's 541-295-8100. That'll put you into the office, and you can go to our website at jocogop.org. There's information there.
All right, very good. Hey, Holly, appreciate the update. We'll certainly touch in as we get a little closer to the Patriots Conference 2 weeks from Saturday. Okay? Very good.
Perfect.
All Thanks, right.
Bill.
Thanks a bunch.
Bye-bye.
6:38, we'll catch up on the rest of what is going on from our NBC5 News partner, also checking Town Hall News, and more of your calls. We have open phones for the rest of our hour. George Sexton talking Forest Health and taking issue maybe with my opinion on, gee, I don't think that you can necessarily burn enough of the forest, you know, to restore it, you know, the way that so much of green does. He kind of embraced my labeling of it, you know, honorary, you know, gangrene member, you know. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. It's all coming up. 6:38 KMED, KCMD.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009. Or cavemanheating.com.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Serna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The Red Cross teamed up with Jackson County Fire District 3 for the Sound the Alarm event Saturday. Firefighters and Red Cross volunteers spent the afternoon installing free smoke alarms in homes throughout White City as part of the National Red Cross Home Fire Campaign. Claire Foster Dow, a senior disaster program manager for Red Cross, says about 7 people die every day due to house fires. She says helping her community be more prepared with the smoke alarms strikes deeply with her. Then Medford's Rotary Club held its annual Rotary Relays track meet at North Medford High School Saturday afternoon. Mark Bayless, a member of the Medford Rotary Club, says the track meet started in 1939, making this its 85th anniversary. He says the Rotary hosts this event for these kids to see them grow their skills. Then the Paranormal Cirque Horror Show is passing through Medford next weekend, and it's not for the faint of heart. With their spooky displays and twisted tricks, you're sure to be both shocked and amazed. It'll be stationed at the Rogue Valley Mall April 12th through 15th. Buy tickets in advance on their website, paranormalcirque.com. The show is for mature audiences. For local news anytime, head on over to our website, KOBI5.com, or our Facebook, KOBI-TV-NBC5. That's a look at your morning headlines for NBC5 News. I'm Natalie Serna.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says the contentious issue of abortion should be left to the states to decide. In the event abortion is banned, Mr. Trump says he supports exceptions for cases of incest, rape, or when the life of the mother is in danger. Thousands rallied in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, marking 6 months since the Hamas terror attack on Israel unleashed the war in Gaza. The Israeli military has withdrawn the bulk of its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, while stressing that does not mean that the war is over. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency is denouncing a drone strike on one of the 6 nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. And no relief in sight to skyrocketing gas prices, up 7 cents in the past 2 weeks. That according to petroleum industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. More details at srnnews.com.
An intelligent solution saves you money. This is Randall at Advanced Air. It takes an expert to navigate the current HVAC rebates. Call Advanced Air to save big on equipment replacement. Advanced Air is currently offering an additional rebate on qualifying systems, up to $1,000 on Bryant mini split and crossover heat pumps. Some exclusions apply. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions. Visit myadvancedair.com for details.
Your intelligent heating and cooling solution. Visit myadvancedair.com.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks, too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Something big is cooking during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill. We're talking almost 2 feet across big. That's 13 burgers at once big. Right now, get the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill for just $99.98 and bring that classic charcoal experience to your cookout. Buy it online and pick it up in store to get to grilling sooner. Go big during Spring Black Friday with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill, now just $99.98 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
6:44, join in. It's open phones for the first hour on Monday, on Eclipse Monday. 770-563-3770-KMED. Remember, it's not that going to be that big deal, that big of a deal in Oregon, only about 20-24% max, I guess, occlusion, depending where you are. So still, do not stare at the sun. I have to repeat the warnings of the state of Oregon, because I know that if we didn't tell you this, you would automatically stare at the sun. It's kind of like, you know, when the weather forecasters are always saying, it's going to be hot this weekend, so drink lots of fluid and hydrate yourself, because we wouldn't know how to drink if it weren't for the news organizations, of which I count myself among a member of. So there we go. Crazy Jeans here. Crazy? What's the crazy thing on your mind today, huh?
Well, I was just thinking, I was wondering if you were ever going to get on television.
I've been on TV off and on over the years, but nope. At age 62 and with a face for radio and Facebook Live, that's about it, probably. That's about it.
Why? They do have makeup.
I don't know if there's enough makeup these days, Crazy Gene. I don't know, but I appreciate the thought.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, what else is going on? You were talking about HBO, something about HBO. What was that?
Oh, yeah, that's what I did it on while I was searching through all the stuff you could search through on this network. I happened to see something that looked like your name on there.
Uh-huh. Well, Bill Meyer is not a completely uncommon name. So, there's even another Bill Meyer here in Southwest Oregon, and he's associated with, I think it's the Southern Oregon Steamers or the railroad people, you know, the railroad fan people.
Underground Railroad?
What's that now?
Underground Railroad?
No, not the Underground Railroad, but, you know, like the railroad park in Medford where kids ride the good people over there. Great people. Okay?
Okay, well, then I'm just going to ignore that little tidbit of info.
You do that. But I'm happy to be living inside your head, Crazy Gene. Thanks for the call, okay?
Well, there's plenty of room in there.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to run out of mine some days. I had to think about, okay, what's the useless stuff I need to let out of my brain to let more of the useful stuff in? Hard to say. President Trump made an announcement just a few minutes ago. He's going to have a release about the abortion stance. And what do you think about this one? So former President Trump announces this morning that he's coming out against a federal law or ban. And he's saying that legislation, that anything when it comes to abortion regulation should be left to the states to enact. Now, the other aspect that, of course, he was taking credit for, and well, he does, is that Trump's Supreme Court picks ended up leading to Roe v. Wade getting overturned middle of the year. It's been a difficult electoral position, though. I can't say that Republican appointed judges overturning Roe v. Wade, which was lousy law in the first place, and returning it to the courts, I can't exactly say that it has been a political win or has been helpful politically getting Republicans elected. Would you agree with me or disagree on that? Because it seems to me that it has more than set the left-wing baby killers on fire, you know, on these kind of things. In fact, it's been a hissy fit among hissy fit. And President Trump has been kind of out there saying, hey, let's not be quite so loud about this. I mean, would you agree with this or not? I mean, I know if you're pro-life
or anti-abortion, according to the Associated Press, remember I was talking about their style book, you know, you're not pro-life, you're anti-abortion, you're anti-choice, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I'm teasing you, but that's the way the Associated Press, the style maker for the media, likes to keep it. But President Trump thinks that abortion bans should be left to the individual states. Do you agree with that, or do you think there needs to be a federal ban? We don't talk about abortion very often on the show. I tend to agree with those that look at it as talk radio poison because, generally speaking, nobody's able to convince the other side of their rightness or their correctness of the view. Whether you're pro-abortion or you're pro-life, okay? That's pretty much the way that goes. So President Trump has waded into this one, and he says there should not be a federal ban. Good idea? Not a good idea. Something that should be with the states? Now here, when it comes to the state of Oregon, you know, given the majority of the population, I would dare say, tends to lean towards loving abortion, just like it loves euthanasia, too. There's a bit of a death cult that's in control of the state of Oregon. I may be exaggerating a little bit, but I don't think there's much of that. If there's any way that we can get you to die, well, except for self-inflicted gunshot wounds. If you kill yourself in any other way or kill something in any other way, we're not going to give any problems, but you commit suicide with a gun, that's bad. You do it with the help of the state of Oregon with death with dignity. You know, they want to make sure that if you're depressed that you kill yourself properly with the help of the medical system. A little irony involved there. But, you know, if you're committing suicide with a firearm, that's bad. That's the most horrific of all things. That's not death with dignity at all. We're here to help you, you know, the Democratic Party of Oregon. So is that good? Is that good enough for you if you're a Trump supporter? Is Trump wanting to leave it to the states the way to go? Or do you think the feds should be sticking in? This is going to be a campaign issue, no doubt. And President Trump is trying to, you know, tiptoe through this one way or the other, says that it should be left up to the states, which means in the state of Oregon, it will be, hey, as much abortion. In fact, they'll probably hand out abortion coupons for the kids in school, you know, just to make sure that, you know, along with the gender reassignment story and surgery, rather. So what do you think? Yay or nay? President Trump okay on that? 770-563-3770-KMED. Another topic in play this morning for Eclipse Monday. 10 before 7.
Hurley's Tax Service has the experience to complete your taxes the way you're most comfortable with, by mail, secure email, phone, Zoom, or in person. Just call Hurley's Tax at 774-1040. What an easy number. 774-1040.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Do you know that it is possible in a single day to replace a mouthful of bad teeth or ill-fitting dentures with a beautiful implant-supported smile? For so many of my patients, this has been a life-changing experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson of Dental Excellence. I met a man in my office who came for a free consultation. He said to me, "Dr. Johnson, I quit going out to eat with my friends. I cover my mouth when I smile. I don't laugh out loud like I used to. I'm tired of all the denture adhesive and not tasting my food." Can you or someone you know relate to this man's story? I'm here to tell you that dental implants can solve your problems and give you a great reason to smile. Start now to regain your health and confidence. Come meet me and my amazing team. The consultation is free.
call 541-779-6170 or visit MedfordDentalExcellence.com.
Dental Excellence, changing lives one smile at a time.
To prune or not to prune? The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Someone's saying that if it's not freezing out, that you can't go trim them.
I don't want to expose that cut wood to freezing temperatures. That's when I don't prune. I'll prune an apple tree, not the big pruning of the year, unless I'm trying to dwarf the tree in the middle of the summer. What your friends are telling you is just misinformation.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Stocks are slightly higher. The Dow Industrials up 77, the S&P 500 up 1, and the NASDAQ up 16. The FDA's accelerated approval program is meant to give patients early access to promising drugs. However, researchers found that most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval do not demonstrate such benefits within 5 years. The program allows the FDA to greenlight drugs that treat debilitating or fatal diseases. Today, 85% of accelerated approvals go to cancer drugs. Spirit has announced it will defer deliveries of new Airbus planes and furlough about 260 pilots as it tries to boost liquidity. The delays will boost its liquidity by about $340 million over the next 2 years. The airline has struggled after its planned merger with JetBlue Airways fell apart earlier this year, and many of its Airbus planes were grounded after a Pratt & Whitney recall. That's your Money Now.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
6:54, a little bit of country music news this morning. We normally don't get too much into that, but this guy, Morgan Wallen.
I don't always wake up in the morning, pull myself strong. But when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets
I know
burned.
The name, but I didn't really know much about his music. I haven't really kept up on most country music these days. But Morgan Wallen was arrested. Felony charges this morning. Arrested in Nashville, Tennessee, after being accused of throwing a chair off a rooftop bar on Sunday night. And the court document showing that the 30-year-old Wallen has been charged with three counts of reckless endangerment and one count of disorderly conduct. The incident happened just days after Wallen started his One Night at a Time 2024 tour. And he's arrested. I guess, you know, the thing is, they're concerned that you throw the chair off the rooftop and you can kill somebody down below. Not really good. Sixth floor. And documents show that Wallen's first court appearance has been set for the morning of May the 3rd. So there we go. They're not really doing much of a comment there right now, but Morgan Wallen certainly arrested and in some trouble over that. And I guess they booed him the other day because of making a joke about Taylor Swift. Ooh, oh, man. You can't do anything about Swifties, okay? All right. One topic in play this morning. I don't know if you have an opinion about this one way or the other, but President Trump came out today and he said that abortion is something that should be decided by the state. And he does not think that there should be a federal law about this one way or the other. No federal ban. Do you agree or disagree with that stance? Is that, pretty much, does that work okay with you? I don't know if you're pro-life or if you are pro-abortion. But just let me know. We can talk about that if you want. 770-5633. A lot of people have been pressing him to come up with some more or less take on that. And he says it's important to win elections, and so it is a divisive issue. But does that cause you a problem in either direction with former President Trump? 770-563-3770-KMED. So he says, leave it to the states just as it is. Status quo is all we need, and we shouldn't be talking about a federal ban, is more or less what President Trump said. Okay, that's one topic. 770-5633, we can talk about that. Or anything else on your mind? Let me go to line one. Hi, KMED, KCMD, good morning.
Hey, Bill, I'll take a bite of that apple.
Okay, sure. Who's this?
This is Logan.
Hey, Logan, what you thinking?
I'm thinking that it should be up to the states, but at the same point, the federal government should take a stance against abortion for the obvious needs of, you know, for the most part, abortion is murder, but I understand when a woman's life is in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Or and the father has to make a, you know, the family has to make a decision at that point. But I think it should be up to the states. And forgive me, I've just been running a block around the mile.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, you were breathless, and I thought you were running for the phone. Okay. But I'm glad you're getting healthy, okay? That works. And
hey, well, no, everything's great, Bill. Everything always was. And so.
Okay, yeah.
Just people can understand the things of certain natures, I'll just put it that way.
All right, very good. Hey, so you're okay with it, and do you think that Trump's way of looking at it is politically sound and morally sound, and just leave it to the states and that's it?
Well, the bottom line is it should, well, at the same point, yes and no, because he should, I believe, as a president, make the stance that abortion is exactly what it is, and abortion, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is murder. The conception is conception, and you have the breath of life, you know, the life of God inside you there, inside a small vessel. And so it's got to be thought of as such. Everyone just says a cell. Well, all life is a cell.
Well, I think that the pro-life folks who, and this is something which is very, very devout about this. Most people who are pro-life are very, very, you know, deeply into this. This is something which is serious. And the biggest challenge I think that the pro-life world is facing right now is that death is popular. Am I wrong to say that? I mean, I really do think that the United States of America especially has been about not really celebrating life as much as, you know, pushing the most comfortable death possible, you know, that we can go through in all sorts of different ways. And I think it kind of filters down into the culture, and it's just reflective of where most of the people or a majority of the people are. Would you agree or disagree with me on that?
I would agree. And as a father of four, you know, history's just changed. And the Aztecs were were slaughtering their children. Abortion is just a different form of it.
Okay. I appreciate your call, and thank you very much for that, Logan. 770-5633. President Trump coming out today and making a campaign statement that abortion should be something that is settled with the states, and that there should not be a federal ban of any kind. You agree or disagree with that? What are your thoughts overall? Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
This is Vicky from the Applegate.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
I think that President Trump is trying to take some of our state's powers back from the government, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if a state bans it, if that does go through and a state bans it, people are going to, if they really want one, they're going to travel to a state that does allow it.
Well, look at what has happened here in the state of Oregon. Essentially, yeah. We have abortion and transgender surgery tourism, which is what's going on right now, because
oh
we
God.
Do in this state.
That's so scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
But I do think that there should be provisions if that ends up happening. I don't think it should be used as a form of birth control by any means. I think there has to be circumstances that warrant an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that, you know, the government has so much power over us, what we eat, where we go, how we drive. It's just...
Do I hear then overall that you're not a fan of a federal ban? As President Trump was talking about, or not? I don't want to put words into your mouth, but where do you lean on that?
Well, I guess I believe that it's up to the family members, the mom, the dad.
Mm-hmm.
I think the states need to take some of the control back, what happens to their citizens and what their citizens want.
So in spite of the fact that you may not like abortion overall,
right,
the fact that the states are taking so much control over every other aspect of it, you're looking at this then as a point of, okay, lack of state control. You don't want state controlling that issue then.
Well, I think the state has a right to do what the citizens of that state want to do. If there's an overwhelming vote that mm-hmm. they don't want abortion, then I think that they should be allowed to not have the abortion.
Okay, so you're, like, as President Trump is talking about, leave it to the states to decide. Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call, Vicki. Thanks for making that, okay?
Okay, you have a good one.
You too, now.